In Virginia today, lawmakers in the state house voted to abolish the death penalty, and if Governor Ralph Northam signs the bill, Virginia would become the 23rd state to end capital punishment. Whitney Evans is a legal reporter for our member station VPM, and she joins us now from Richmond. And Whitney, what's the latest there in Virginia? Where do things stand with this bill?
Hi, yeah, both chambers have now approved their versions of the bill, but they still have to resolve a disagreement before it can actually go to the governor's desk. And that's whether people who were at one time sentenced to die in Virginia would perhaps be eligible for parole down the road. And the Senate is actually pushing for parole eligibility.
So are they going to have to revote?
They're going to have to go into what's called a conference committee and hash it out. And then they will have to vote.
And then it would go to the governor for his signature. So Democrats are in control of the state legislature in Virginia, and the votes on this bill have been, I think, largely on partisan lines, party lines. But you note that at least a couple of Republicans have shown some support along the way. Why is that newsworthy?
That's right. Well, Democrats, you know, have been wanting to abolish the death penalty for some time, but they didn't have control of the legislature. One Republican, Senator Bill Stanley, actually signed on to co-sponsor this bill, the Senate version of the bill, but he backed out because Senate Democrats wanted to leave the parole provision in. And in the House today, two Republicans joined their Democratic colleagues to vote for the bill.
And what are you hearing from other people who have an interest in keeping the death penalty? Groups supporting victims' families or maybe police advocates, how are they responding?
Right. So law enforcement groups in Virginia support the death penalty. They want to make sure that people can still be sentenced to death, particularly for killing a police officer. The majority of Virginia Republicans, again, say, you know, they also support the death penalty, and they say victims' families deserve what they see as this form of justice. Mind you, I've spoken to numerous family members of victims, not just in Virginia, who say, you know, it only makes healing more difficult and they don't see it as justice at all. I recently spoke to Rachel Sutphin, the daughter of a police officer who was murdered by a man named William Morva in 2006. Morva was executed in 2017 against Sutphin's wishes.
Did we just lose Whitney there? Whitney, are you there? Okay, well, why don't we play that tape? If we're waiting for Whitney to come back here on the line, why don't we play that tape if we have it?
There are many of us, and we have continually spoken out that this is not what we want. However, we do want to honor those who disagree with us. We are not speaking against them, but against this issue that we see as wrong in our society.
Yeah, Sutphin told me that following the whole process leading up to Morva's execution was just really painful.
Yeah. Sorry for the technical difficulties there. Whitney, could you put this into context for us quickly? Virginia has a long history of executing people, but actually hasn't done so in a few years. So what does that mean for people who are still on death row?
Right. There are two people on death row for capital murder. Both men are Black and in their 40s. One of those individuals was convicted of murdering his girlfriend and her two young children. The other was sentenced to death for killing a police officer. So abolishing the death penalty in Virginia would reduce their sentences to life in prison.
All right. Whitney Evans, legal reporter for VPM in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.